So how can we use our sensory acuity in practice? I mean, at the end of the day, being able to calibrate whether somebody is thinking of someone that they like or someone that they dislike probably isn't that useful. The next thing we're going to get into is rapport. To be able to build rapport with someone, you need to already have developed your sensory acuity. We'll be looking at that next. Let's just look at the other uses for calibration. Let's say that you're doing coaching work or therapy work. Being able to calibrate congruence and incongruence in your client enables you to find out what's really going on with the client. You will be able to tell whether your client is just giving lip service to what they're saying or whether they really mean it. In sales, being able to calibrate the physiology of an unconscious yes and an unconscious no means that you will only ever need to close when you've already seen the physiology of a yes in the client. Then if you're doing therapy work with someone, calibrating the physiology of the problem state and the solution state, calibrating the undesired state and the desired state, means that you will really know that your client has changed even before they tell you. Again, it enables you to discover whether the client's problem has really disappeared and whether they really have their desired result, no matter what they're saying to you. Throughout your entire NLP career, continue developing your sensory acuity and your ability to calibrate your clients.